I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, July 16th. A proposal for a new digital billboard in Quincy is generating opposition from residents in Quincy and Braintree. Developer John Flatley wants to replace the current non-digital billboard at the Elevation Apartment Complex on Crown Colony Drive with a lighted digital billboard. The new billboard would be 35 feet tall and would face Route 3 and Braintree. Opponents argue that the billboard will cause glaring light in neighborhoods around Common Street in Braintree. It would also be a distraction for drivers in that heavily congested area. The company argues that their tests show the billboard will not impact residential areas. A Quincy ordinance prohibits the zoning board from allowing new billboards, but Flatley is arguing that the state has the final say. Members of the Quincy Zoning Board were skeptical of the billboard proposal and scheduled another meeting on the proposal for August 10th. While donors across the country have rolled up their sleeves to give this summer, the need for blood and platelets remains crucial for patients relying on life-saving transfusions. The American Red Cross continues to experience a severe blood shortage, and donors of all blood types are urged to make an appointment to give now. Right now, the Red Cross needs to collect more than 1,000 additional blood donations a day to meet the current demands. To thank donors who helped to refuel the blood and platelet supplies this month, all who come in to give through July 31st will receive a $10 Amazon gift card via email and will also receive automatic entry for a chance to win gas for a year. Also, all those who come to donate through the entire month of July will be automatically entered for a chance to win a trip for four to Cedar Point or Knott's Berry Farm. Donors who give now will help stock the shelves for the rest of the summer season. You can schedule an appointment at 1-800-RED-CROSS or go to redcrossblood.org. There are two Red Cross blood drives being held in Quincy this month. One is today from 1 to 6, and the other one July 26 from 1 to 7, both at the Sons of Italy on Quarry Street. A driver slammed into a historic home on North Street in Hingham yesterday morning after saying she swerved to avoid a squirrel in the road. The home that was hit was first built in 1650 by an ancestor of Abraham Lincoln. Hingham police say the driver, a 19-year-old woman, and the people inside the house were not hurt. Around 6:30 in the morning, officers responded to a call about a car that had driven into the home. A portion of North Street was closed to traffic for a couple of hours, but reopened around 10 a.m. The driver told police she tried to avoid hitting a squirrel, but drove off the right side of the road, over the sidewalk, and into the front of the house. The siding of the house was destroyed. The car was later removed from the house, and the driver was issued a citation for failing to stay in Mark Lanes. The Hingham Fire Department and building inspector both responded to the scene. Boston police asking for the public's help in locating a person they say is wanted in connection with a recent larceny at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Police say on 2 days last week, Monday and Friday, the man targeted a purple dinosaur, which is used to collect donations for the Jimmy Fund. According to investigators, on both days, the man emptied the dinosaur of all the paper bills before fleeing on foot and entering the passenger side of an awaiting gray sedan. Police said the suspect is believed to be in his 20s, about 5'10" and between 180 and 190 pounds, last seen wearing a blue tie-dye patterned shirt, gray shorts, and white Croc shoes. Investigators say the man also had a black hooded sweatshirt hanging on his shoulder with the word Immorta written on the sleeve. Anybody with information is asked to contact Boston Police. Public is being urged not to put bird feeders and bird baths out amidst a mysterious illness that has led to increased bird deaths in certain parts of the country. Mass Wildlife issued an advisory this week asking Massachusetts residents to report observations of dead birds with no obvious cause of mortality. Reports of sick and dying birds have increased in parts of Washington, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia, and Kentucky, Delaware, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Indiana. While the majority of affected birds are reported to be fledgling common grackles, blue jays, European starlings, and American robins, other species of songbirds are also being impacted. While the bird illness has not been reported in any of the New England states, the advisory was issued in Massachusetts as a precaution. Mass Wildlife said residents should cease feeding birds until the outbreak subsides. Bird enthusiasts should clean feeders and bird baths with a 10% bleach solution, rinse with water, and allow to air dry. People should also avoid handling birds unnecessarily. Keep pets, including pet birds, away from sick or dead wild birds as a precaution, and report any sick or dead birds to the Mass Wildlife Association. The town of Sharon has shut down Lake Massapog, also known as Lake Sharon, after a bacteria bloom was detected yesterday. The town is warning anyone with lake access to stay out of the water and keep all pets away. It's the second warning in 2 days. In Framingham, the blue-green algae was detected by the Department of Conservation and Recreation at Lake Kitchituate. The bacteria can create strong poisonous toxins that make people and animals sick. It didn't stop everyone from diving into Lake Kitchituate yesterday. No swimming warnings were posted, but some swimmers found them confusing right next to the regular open signs. If exposed to the water, the recommendation is to rinse off immediately. More than a year and a half after the first recreational pot shops opened in Massachusetts, the state's cannabis industry has entered a new phase, delivery service. The billboards for marijuana deliveries are up and the cars are rolling. However, for people used to having groceries and other products brought to their front door, pot deliveries are not the same. An unmarked vehicle pulls up outside a building in Medford with two people in the front seats and a locked case of marijuana products in the back. Both deliverers are wearing body cameras. One gets out, turns on her body camera, and approaches a man who has pre-registered with a marijuana store and placed an order. Deliveries are only allowed in cities and towns that have approved marijuana sales, and in most cases only between 8 a.m. and 9 p.m. Deliveries are not allowed in certain places such as college dorms, hotels, and federally funded housing. As of now, only two companies have received licenses to provide delivery service. Massachusetts State Police are looking to add a few good horses to the force. The agency said it is seeking horses for Mounted Police Week. State Police said they prefer donations, but would also consider horses for sale. Any horses must be sound, aged 5 to 16 years old, with a height of 16 hand heights minimum. Gelding horses are preferred in bay or black color. Police would need a 60-day trial period with that horse. Check of business news. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 53 points. The NASDAQ dropped 101. The S&P fell 14. Shares opened higher in Europe after a mixed day of trading in Asia. The dollar rose, the euro slipped. Oil at $71 a barrel. And sports, Red Sox and Yankees will try again tonight after last night's game was postponed after several in the Yankees organization tested positive for the coronavirus. Game is set for tonight at 7:05 at Yankee Stadium. The National Weather Service forecast for today: hazy, hot, and humid with isolated thunderstorms this afternoon and this evening at a high of 92. Some lingering storms tonight, low 69. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms, high of 82. Showers on Sunday, high 71. And then scattered showers on Monday, high 80. The boater waves 2 feet, light southwesterly winds, high tide at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Sun rose at 5:21, sets at 8:17. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, July 16th.